This listening exercise is brought to you by www.ibatefl.com. Sharing makes a difference.
This afternoon on House Help, we have energy consumption expert Patricia Adams to give us some tips on how to save kilowatt hours and precious pounds. Patricia, what advice can you give us?
First of all, your hot water heater is probably the hungriest kilowatt consumer in your house. It's a good idea to reduce the thermostat setting to around 130 Fahrenheit. And if it's an older model, give it some extra insulation by putting a blanket of insulating fleece around it. You could also switch off the hot water in the morning, but do remember to switch it back on in the afternoon when the family needs water for showers and baths. Keep in mind that a shower uses less than half the hot water needed for a bath, so it's a good idea to save those long soaks for special occasions. Last of all, repair any hot taps that leak. Every drop you lose is costing you precious pennies.
What about in the kitchen?
Oh, there are a lot of things to watch out for there. Make sure you use pots which fit the size of the ring, so you don't waste heat. And when you're baking or roasting something for which exact timing is not essential, switch off the oven a quarter of an hour before you plan to eat. Always defrost the fridge regularly. A freezer full of ice is far less efficient. And never put hot foods into the fridge or freezer, as the motor will have to work doubly hard to cool it down. Another money-saving idea is to heat water for hot drinks in a kettle, not on the cooker, and then keep the water in a thermos flask for later use. It will stay hot most of the day.
Lights. What about lights?
Lights are not big consumers of electricity, but of course it's simple common sense to switch off the lights in places where they are not needed. Dimmer switches allow you to control light levels and reduce power consumption, so they're very useful. Many people go for fluorescent bulbs, which do use less energy, but keep in mind that the more often you switch them off and on, the faster they'll burn out. So they could end up costing you more in the long run.
Any other areas where people tend to waste electricity?
Actually, yes. In the laundry. First of all, you should avoid washing small quantities. The machine uses the same amount of electricity and water, irrespective of the load. So wait until you have a full load before washing. Use the economy setting on the machine whenever possible, and use cool or cold water for washing. Another way to cut electricity consumption when using an electric tumble dryer is to switch it off halfway through the program and leave the clothes to dry in the warm machine for half an hour. Of course, the cheapest way to dry clothes is to hang them up in the basement, shed, or, weather allowing, outdoors to dry naturally. This may take a bit more time, but it doesn't cost a penny.
Well, thanks very much, Patricia. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate your advice when their next electricity bill drops through the flap. So get busy switching off, but do stay tuned to Radio 1 for our next show.